Welcome everyone back to the Nation of Wakanda 2.0. Today is really one almost another crazy day because of the snow. The temperature outside is popsicle temperature, but today we're making the most of it and making sure we're safe. Because it was snowing earlier, but we don't know how long it's supposed to be. It just stopped. But we are experiencing it's mostly cloudy all day. But we are supposed to be getting some partly sunny tomorrow and Saturday. We got some more snow coming Sunday. Hopefully we'll get some rain in those single days, because we do need it. But enough about the weather today, because I'm bringing you guys some exclusives that's supposed to be happening. As of today, 53 minutes today, the new trailer for the Mortal Kombat movie, that's right, the new trailer for the Mortal Kombat movie has been released. So if you haven't seen it, check it out. And this is all rated R fatalities. That means if you're not in the right age to see this movie, make sure it's all good. Make sure, not all good, make sure you are the right age for it, okay? Now, as to what happened, that's what's going on today, we still got a whole lot of people coming in here. They're getting real worried. Here in Butler, that's where I'm working at right now, students are actually outside playing in the snow. They're still making to their class and also being safe. Now, as long as they're safe, then everything should be all good. Because they're everywhere else, all around New Wakanda, basically known as Indianapolis, we still have people shoveling out in their car. Everyone else is also making sure they get to work on time. I know certain people have been asking me what's going on with Novia. Like I said for the past two episodes, my cousin is going through something right now for the loss of a best friend who got murdered. I'm not going to go into any details about this, but all you need to know is she's taking this really hard. So she's taking time to grieve and get her head straight. That's the best way you can get through when you lost someone that you really care about. I know when, before I even started this podcast show a few years ago, I lost two people that I cared about. 2016, I lost my mom to a very rare lung disease. And it's extremely hard for me sometimes. Because we're coming up on the 5-year anniversary of her passing. And it's still hard for me to talk about it sometimes. And then fast forward 2 years later, my godmother, and also one of my favorite choir teachers, from the Symphonic Praise Choir, Miss Paralee Yale, passed away from cancer. She narrowly escaped cancer so many times, but then when she retired, the cancer started coming back. That was 3 years ago, around that time. But we can't let pass, we can't let the people that we lost keep us worried every time. Sure, we should worry, but there are ways to make sure we can deal with this type of pain. You can talk to people about this, talk to your family about this, talk to your friends about this, because this day, certain people don't have that luxury. They go to therapy. I say the best therapy to talk about people that you lost is talking with your family. And I am so great that I have family around me. I can talk to them about people that I lost. And because without it, I wouldn't be able to use that, wouldn't be able to find a way how to use that pain and turn it into something positive, like I've been doing with my career. Because look at me. I went from working as a dishwasher from other companies to now back as a chef. And soon, I'm going to be doing bartending soon. With the company I'm working for. It's catering, but this sounds very promising. But enough about that. Let me tell you guys something that what happened last night when I was at work. It was one of my shows. For Life. Now, those of you that do know what the show is, it basically is very good. I already told you all about it, but I can't tell you about this episode. I'm not going to spoil anything, but I can tell you this, that Aaron Wallace and his law firm that he's creating, that he's already created, they're facing backlash from the cops because an innocent African-American got killed by the police. They were using excessive force. I don't know if it was the governor or the mayor that instituted this. They hired Aaron Wallace's team to take over for to help with this trial and also to represent the people of this tragedy. That's the other kind of thing that everybody's been talking about with this whole thing. About racism. People are not, guys, people of color is still scared. They have to walk out through their doors. They have to worry about people, other people, about Caucasians basically harassing them with their color. But I can't tell you one funny episode from a different show, 911, Lone Star, down in Texas. Basically, there was this elderly woman, Caucasian, who's been calling the cops on her neighbors just because they were Latino. If she called the cops on her neighbors, basically, and the neighbors said it was for a piñata, at a piñata, and he said, "A piñata, you twist the vita." And she said, "Yes, I call the police, and I'm gonna keep calling them until somebody do something." That's when the fire chief basically said this: "You don't have to call the police anymore because I'm making a citizen's arrest." And that's when he told the elderly woman, "Hands behind your back." They'd be like, "Hey, why? I'm an American citizen." And then the chief said, "Which is why you should realize that making a nuisance 911 calls is against the law." And it is true, folks. And she tried to fake a heart attack. Fake a heart attack. She wouldn't let anyone of color. But when she found out that one of the officers was gay and also black, she basically said this: "Take me to jail." I don't really understand why people, I don't understand why people who are Caucasians basically, or we should say, Karens, are acting this way toward people. They feel like that we're doing something wrong. Because people just, those Karens just don't get it. Well, cops have. If these Karens keep doing this to people of color, harassing them, and then destroying their property, they're gonna force this war, force segregation again, and then nobody wins. And it's driving people of color to go live in different countries. I already heard some rumors and also stories. What I can tell you is we have science. The police have to be focusing on getting these Karens, because they are harassing people of color. There's even stories and videos of them going into their house and destroying stuff for no reason. And they are daring people of color to basically put their hands on them so they can record it and basically say that we can't basically do that. No matter how hard that we try, that we want to, we can't. Because that's going to cause more problems, and that's going to solve their cases. That's gonna basically make things, make their case stick. And anybody who wants to act this way can get this work any day. All I know is every single Karen who is harassing people of color need to be arrested, prosecuted, and then put in jail for this, for harassing people of color. Sorry, guys. Had something caught in my throat. Don't worry. It's nothing serious. How are we supposed to make things much better in this world if we have Karens running around here still holding on to their beliefs? Thinking that they're entitled to something. And because of that, they're making a lot of fucking noise. They are letting people, letting too many people get away with certain stuff. Look at Trayvon Martin. Look at all the people that racism has taken away from. Malcolm X gone. Martin Luther King gone. Trayvon Martin gone. The other guy that we protested a few months ago, there was a protest. I can't remember the name. Also gone because of racism. And also the cop put his knee on his neck, causing him not to breathe, which is also wrong. All I know is if the police are not doing anything to do something about this racism and not going after the actual people that are being racist to other people, racism to people of color, then there's going to be anarchy and riots. So everyone, I am imploring you. Y'all need to stand up to people like this. Go to a city official, bring this to their attention, and also, if they won't listen, best way to do this, protest. Just like the Black Panthers have done this. Now, anyone else can do this. The Black Panther Party in California, they basically started us standing up to our rights because of our color. And basically, it's hurting people. And it's very hurting a lot. And I don't understand how we're going to be able to survive in this world if people are not taking this seriously. Basically, we're trying to make things much better by also standing up to our rights. But I am showing some concern. Because everybody knows that, everybody knows the police are basically not doing their job to protect us from these whole cameras. They're invading our privacy and our home. Because here's the thing, with us bartending, not bartending, with us protesting, we can take down segregation and racism. But not segregation, we can take down racism without hurting anyone or killing anyone. I just don't understand how are we going to be able to relax with this whole situation. Now, if people are not too, if people are afraid to stand up for what they believe in, and they don't want to put their family in danger, that's their, that's their opinion. And also they're right. No one's forcing them. But I can say this. If you're gonna stand by and let someone being racist attack your family, I know you will go to the ends of the earth to make sure they will get safe and get justice. Now, as much as we are doing this, as much as we would like to hit these race people who are being racist, it ain't gonna solve nothing. It's gonna cause more wars, and more riots, and more problems. We're supposed to be loving one another, not being at war. I'm not gonna sit around and let this racism destroy another generation. That's what certain people want. They can't have it. Now, oh, what's that? Eating some Sour Punch bites. Now, I do know one thing. Based on the connection I just found out, and we do know there's a connection between the Karens and the areas that they've been targeting. Basically, somebody on YouTube proved that. They said, guys, they're basically, all the Karens have been living in nice neighborhoods. They're basically cost like six figures and ride around in fancy cars. Basically what they're doing is they believe that these Karens believe that people who are Caucasian are the next stage. Are the normal next stage in human evolution beyond anyone of color. Because they feel like people who are white are the superior group. And it says their destiny, and he wants to make his vision to live in a live in a colorless world under their domination. Now, I'm not going. You want to know who basically did say that a long time ago? Adolf Hitler, targeting the Jews, which was not cool. Now, because they're basically going to say this. Are you guys basically, is everyone around here basically not letting this happen? Basically letting this happen because newsflash, everybody's has dealt with their share of racism lately. As far as us sitting down and letting this go, I highly doubt we're going to be doing that. Because we're one of these people that don't let things go. No matter how many times, you try to put us down, we always keep floating back in the surface. You're going to keep that. These people are racist. Because these racist people are going to see him again soon. Now, I understand that they are upset, and they are but enough about racism. I do know one thing that's supposed to be happening. Yeah. For my president. Yeah. It's about the second stimulus check. I mean, not second, the third stimulus check. And he said there's supposed to be one coming out, probably in March. Now, I know everybody's been waiting and also doing this. It takes time and patience. Our new president and also vice president is working with the House of Representatives and the House of Congress to make sure there could be a fair way to make sure that people that we can do this, they can do this whole COVID relief. So guys, all I can say is, you guys have to be patient. It takes time. Now, I will address one more thing before I shut down this episode for today. That is, it's another new show I'm watching called The Equalizer. Yeah, but this time it's a female woman that's doing this. Actress Queen Latifah plays Robin McCall, former Marine who just retired and who just left her job in a charitable organization. He was also a single mother, basically helping, basically decided to get back in the field by helping people who need help along the way. Yeah, you can see it on CBS every Sunday at 8 p.m. So make sure you guys check it out as much as you can. I'm going to tell you what, this is much... As much as I love the Equalizer movies, I think the Equalizer TV show is much better. Because you get to see the world in a You get to see the equalizer, a female equalizer, full force, without no, without anyone being a stereotype, without no stereotypes left. Oh, why it gotta be a man being there? Gotta be an equalizer. Listen, I don't stereotype no one. It doesn't matter if you're a male or a female. If you can deliver good results on anything, including this TV show, I will watch it every single day. And by having a female that's playing the hero on the Equalizer, especially a legend, Queen Latifah, that starts a moment for anyone, for a woman, especially a black woman that's doing this. And that is something to be proud of. So shout out to Queen Latifah for doing that show. We're gonna keep watching every single day. Now, that concludes my episode for today. Join me tomorrow while we bring you more updates around the world. And hopefully my cousin will be okay, and also everything will be, but she will return soon as co-host. This is King Steven signing off for the show, The Nation of Wakanda 2.0. Everybody get some sleep. Stay safe. Make sure you wear your mask. And if you need to go out anywhere during this weather, make sure it's going to a grocery store or gas, okay? As much as you guys want to go see your friends and also family, think about your safety first, all right? We're going to get through this weather, and we're also going to get through this coronavirus. This is King Steven. Peace out, everyone. Wakanda forever!